Well, if these reports are correct, I'm critical of both the headmaster and the parents. Firstly, dealing with the headmaster, our policy is very clear. We said that all children who are eligible to write O-level and A-level exams should be allowed to write. But I also criticize the parents for taking the law into their own hands. By storming in like this, they obviously disrupt schools and they disrupt the examination process. They prejudice the other children who are innocently writing examinations.
What would you advise parents to do in a situation like that if they can't go and confront the school officials directly? What else can they do about this?
They should, as a matter of urgency, go to the local district education office, and if they don't get joy there, they should go to the provincial education director, and failing that, the permanent secretary. And also, I'm a very accessible minister. I'm accessible on phone, on email, on Facebook, on Twitter. And if these cases are brought to my attention, I respond very quickly. But they should not take the law into their own hands and disrupt the process of examinations.
What about the schools? Because at the end of the day, the parents do owe, you know, the schools money. And so what would you advise the school authorities to do in situations like this?
Well, they should allow the children to write, and then they can withhold the results pending payment of outstanding fees. That way, at least the child gets an opportunity to write the exams and is not prejudiced.